Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the most exciting sports show on the radio. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, hosted by me, Mike Wilson. Today, Andy Dorf is off visiting family, but I am going to be joined by my co-host today, Brian Snow. And we got a lot to talk about. We got college football rankings. We got stuff happening in the NFL, and we got NBA things. We got major things going on with the Houston Astros in Major League Baseball. But let me first bring in my co-host, Brian Snow. Brian, how we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great today. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem. But, once we get, we get to hour two, man, we're going to be talking about all things NFL. Hour one is everything else with college football and the rankings. I mean, we had, Penn State barely get by yesterday. We had Oregon and Utah get through. They both look good. Alabama, all those things. But we will get to all those things on the other side. So come back and join us on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody.
And basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SMART to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SMART to 84888. That's S-M-A-R-T to 84888.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf is off this weekend, but I am joined by my co-host today, Brian Snow. And we are now joined by our professor of sports. I always feel more intelligent after I get done talking to him, this guy, John Poulter. John, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the compliment, but I think you're far too kind.
I try to be nice to the host here, you know. So first things first, John, I mean, we've had some things go on in Major League Baseball, the big one being the cheating scandal with the Astros. And I know I've seen the Boston Red Sox mentioned in this as well. Can you explain for the people who may not know what's going on, what's happening with the Astros and what they're accused of?
Well, sign stealing, stealing another team's signs, and most predominantly catcher's signs to the pitcher in terms of what pitch is coming and maybe location, and then the hitter's team relaying that information to the hitter so that he kind of knows what's coming. And I guess the theory is, if you know what pitch is coming, you got a heck of a lot better chance of hitting it. It always fascinates me that in the 20 or 25 seconds between pitches that this can all happen, and that somebody can pick up the sign, relay it, somebody can understand it and get ready for a ball that's coming at you at anywhere from 80 to 100 miles an hour. I find it kind of astounding, quite frankly, that people's reflexes and their minds work that quickly, but there seems to be a case here. Mike Fiers, who was with the Astros in 2017 when they won the World Series, was not tendered a contract by the Astros after that season, went to the Detroit Tigers and subsequently traded to the Oakland Athletics, has now come out and said that, hey, guys, the Astros cheated in 2017 when they won that pennant and that championship. I guess the first question is, why did it take him so long to admit this if he's doing the right thing for his conscience? I would have thought that it would have been better to have done it less than 2 years after he left the Astros. But essentially what the Astros are accused of doing, and this is only at their home games, of course, where they have the ability to install cameras at various locations within their ballpark, they're accused of putting a camera somewhere between the left field foul line and the right field foul line and checking in on what the opposing catcher is signaling, relaying that information back to some Astros personnel that were supposedly sitting in a walkway between the Astros dugout and the clubhouse at Minute Maid Field, where they had TVs on the wall guys sitting at tables deciphering these signs. If it was a fastball supposedly coming, they did nothing. If it was a breaking ball coming, they would hit the garbage can and the batter would supposedly hear it. So, you know, it's kind of sophisticated. It's not sophisticated. To me, it's a situation that I think a lot of teams are probably doing this. And if I'm another team questioning the Astros on this, I got to be real careful that I don't have any dirty laundry of my own that might get aired, because I have a feeling that this is not an Astros problem. I think this is a Major League Baseball problem. The advent of technology and the increase in the quality of that technology has obviously made it a lot easier to do. I don't think we've even scratched the surface on this, let alone got to the end of it. But the thing that really puzzles me, apart from the timing of it, is the fact that, you know, we all know how loud some of those stadiums are, especially in stadiums where we have winning teams, therefore we have big crowds, we have postseason crowds. I don't know how the batter can hear a bang that far away. And I guess it kind of bothers me a little bit that this has even come up. We've been stealing signs for 100 years. Some guys used to be on a coaching staff because they were so good at stealing signs. I think Herman Franks is the name that comes to mind, former Cubs manager, former Giants manager. He was supposedly the best sign stealer in the game. So I think it's a baseball problem. I think it's just become very timely to hit the Astros. They've had a lot of bad publicity lately over a number of things, some of which are legit, some of which are blown a little bit out of proportion. But as I say, I don't think it's an Astros problem. I think it's a baseball problem. MLB has to investigate it. I'm sure we'll see some kind of punishment handed out on this. But here's an interesting factor that this supposedly was in 2017. The Astros won the World Series. In 2018, the Boston Red Sox won the World Series. Two common things from that. The manager of the Boston Red Sox in 2018 was the Astros bench coach in 2017, and the bullpen coach or the bullpen catcher also changed teams. So, you know, you have to wonder if those two guys are implicated, and I'm sure Major League Baseball is going to interview them as well.
Yeah, no, I would say the same thing. Just hold on just a second, Brian. My question to you then would be, what do you think the punishment should be here? You know, they investigated, Manfred and his guys investigated. What do you think is going to be the outcome in terms of a punishment?
Well, I think the Boston Red Sox were fined a substantial amount of money in 2017 for using Apple Watches in the dugout to steal other teams' signs. There was a warning issued at that time that if this happens again, the next penalty will be more substantive. My guess is we're probably going to see draft picks lost or maybe international bonus pool money taken away and maybe a fine as well and a rap on the hands for anybody in the Houston front office that knew about this. I don't know how you prove it, quite frankly. I mean, other than Fiers, who's now come forward 2 years after the fact and said, hey, this happened and I was part of it. If I'm Major League Baseball, my question is to him is, why on earth didn't you come forward 2 years ago if you thought this was so morally wrong?
All right, Brian.
What took Mike Fiers so long is the most prevalent question in this situation. And I think he waited. This is my theory. I think he waited because, A, he was celebrating a World Series win, and, B, he wasn't a part of the playoff picture anymore when the Astros didn't tender him a contract. So there may be some bitterness involved, but there also may be, it's like you said, it's a Major League Baseball problem. It's not just an Astros problem. So if the Astros are getting investigated for stealing signs and using technology to do it, then every team in the majors should be investigated for the same thing. If you're going to be fair, you got to be fair all the way across the board.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Brian, and that was my point. You know, Fiers is coming forward clearly with a bit of bitterness in his approach. But if he thought it was so morally wrong, why didn't he stand up and speak to the Astros behind closed doors in 2017 and say, hey, guys, this isn't the way we play the game? Clearly he went along with it because he was going to benefit from it. And if he had been re-signed by the Astros after that 17 season, we may not be hearing about this today. So lots of questions to be answered. Unfortunately, it's in another dirty mark on baseball. It's another investigation into the Astros. Do people go after them because they don't like the Astros? Do people go after them because there really is something to go after? Or do they go after them simply because they're good? I see a lot of parallels here between the Astros and the New England Patriots in terms of the things they get investigated for and the records on the field. So maybe it's just a question of somebody else trying to catch up with the Astros, but as we've both agreed, this is not an Astros problem. This is a Major League Baseball problem, and as I said before, if I was a team accusing the Astros of this, I'd be awfully careful that my own dirty laundry didn't get aired down the road.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I mean, it kind of comes to the old glass house, don't be throwing stones from your glass house kind of thing. But, hey, John, on the other side, can you talk some NHL with us?
Of course.
All right. Well, hey, we will come back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with John Poulter, Brian Snow, and myself, Mike Wilson. So stay tuned.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Denberg won the draw, back for Ian Cole. Cole trying to throw it in front, blocked by Byron. He'll spring. Jonathan Drouin on a breakaway. Drouin scores. Jonathan Drouin goes to the backhand and gets his first goal in the past 5 games to make it 4-2.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson, filling in for the Dorf Man today, and I'm joined also with John Poulter, our professor of sports, and our co-host today, Brian Snow, the Snowman. If you want to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Share your thoughts, share your opinions. We'll get you on here, and we'll discuss whatever you want to discuss. John, the thing with hockey now, I mean, we're anywhere from like 18 to 22 games in, depending on, you know, which team we're talking about here. But what are some things that that have surprised you so far? What are some things that maybe have, not surprised you so far?
Well, I guess turning, to the surprise piece first would have to be the fast start of the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers have been building their team through some good young offensive draft picks over the last few years, most specifically Leon Draisaitl and, of course, Connor McDavid. They've kind of bombed out the last 2 years, not really doing very much in terms of getting to the postseason, have been out of the playoff race pretty much by Christmas both of those years. They've come out of the gate awfully fast this year and sit right now at the top of the Pacific Division, and the rest of that division is very much upside down in terms of, depending on which day you check the standings, it depends on where your team is, kind of much like we've talked about the National League Central in Major League Baseball for most of the baseball season. Depending on what day of the week it is, it was a different team in second place. But Edmonton, 29 points, 3 points ahead of the Coyotes, and 5 points ahead of the Vancouver Canucks. And both of those teams also a surprise because neither one of those teams made the playoffs last year. And if we'd have sat down and talked about this in October or the beginning of the season, we probably wouldn't have pegged those teams to make the playoffs. In terms of disappointments, I think the biggest one is about 25 miles down the road from where I'm sitting right now. That's at the Scotiabank Arena in downtown Toronto. Toronto Maple Leafs, probably on paper, the best team they've had on the ice I'm going to say 25 years. They were expected to do very well, and right now they're well out of a playoff spot. They've lost 4 games in a row. Not looking good. I don't know what the problem is there, but my gut feeling is the players have turned the coach out. They started a 6-game road trip last night in Pittsburgh, got absolutely hammered by the Penguins, who have been struggling themselves. I think the final score was 6-1. I turned it off when it was 5-0. And I gotta think that if the Maple Leafs are not a vastly improved team at the end of this 6-game road trip, we're either going to see some massive trades or we're going to see a coaching change. I just don't think the Leafs can afford to let this go any longer. San Jose came out of the gate extremely slowly, but all of a sudden find themselves winning 6 in a row. They've got themselves back into the wild card race in the West, so they would be a disappointment. Tampa Bay, a bit of a disappointment, only 20 points, but having only played 17 games. So they've got anywhere from 3 to 5 games still to play based on the rest of the teams in their league. That is not that far out of reach for Tampa Bay. On the pleasant surprise side in the East, Montreal 7-1-2 in their last 10 games find themselves only 3 points behind the Boston Bruins, and we all know what a good team the Boston Bruins are. And Joel Quenneville obviously starting to make his mark in Florida. All of a sudden we see the Florida Panthers in third place in that division. And in the Metropolitan Division, Washington continues to roll at 8-1-1, and the New York Islanders on a 14-game point streak, 9-0-1 in their last 10 games. So to me, those would be the positive surprises. It's been a very interesting season that we've seen as many teams do much better than we thought, and as we have teams that have not done as well as we thought. So to your point, it's still early in the season. As Andy often says, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. But we're getting to that point now where we kind of what we see is kind of what we think we're going to get.
Brian, what do you think?
The biggest surprise in the East to me is the New York Islanders, 9-2-1 at home. They've only lost 1 on the road, and they're undefeated in their last 10. They're 5 points behind Washington in the Metropolitan Division. with so much that had been going on with the Islanders, where are they going to play? Are they going to get a new arena? Are they going to stay in Brooklyn? To have them playing this kind of hockey and be in the thick of the Eastern Conference race, surprising to me, yes. But as was pointed out earlier, you got Florida and Joel Quenneville. And I have a personal tie to Joel Quenneville because he coached my beloved Chicago Blackhawks. I'll get to them in a moment. But Montreal making noise. Florida making noise. The Buffalo Sabres are trying to climb into the Atlantic Division race. Looking at the West, biggest surprise, the Edmonton Oilers. Is this the return of the Oilers? We don't know. But they're leading the Pacific Division. In that same division hides one of my disappointments in the Vegas Golden Knights. And I mean it from this point. The first year they were in the National Hockey League, they got all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals where they lost in five games to Washington. Arizona's only 3 points behind Edmonton, and Arizona has been dormant for the absolute longest time. So to see them playing well is great, but if you really want to see someone make some noise later on, all I got to say is after their win last night, look at the Chicago Blackhawks. And John, this is where I come to you. I know there's enough time remaining in the season, but do you think this Blackhawks team, as young as they have gotten through their trades and through their draft, can they make enough noise to slip into a wild card spot in the West?
Well, I think it's going to be tough, Brian. I watch a lot of Blackhawk games as well because WGN is on our TV package here in Canada. And, you know, all of a sudden we find Chicago back in this race, having won three in a row, sitting there with 20 points from 19 games. It's the first time the Hawks have been over 500 in a couple of seasons. They've still got some awfully good hockey players, some really good seasoned hockey players. I think my biggest issue with the Blackhawks is they got to solve this goaltending problem. And while Lehner's played very well, what they really still need is Corey Crawford to come back and be the Corey Crawford that we have seen over the past 5 or 6 years on those great Stanley Cup runs. I think one of the things that may hurt them is the fact that that Central Division for sure and that entire Western Conference is all very tight. You know, you look at the point totals, and even in the wild card teams where the Blackhawks sit well down in the wild card race, Dallas is at 24 points. Chicago's 6 or 7 spots behind them with only 20 points. Now, you know, you look at it and say it's only 4 points and we've got 3 quarters of the season to catch up, but you've also got 6 teams to climb over, and we all know that that's a big part of the challenge of making up the space. The Blackhawks have got some very good young talent. I think they're doing the right thing. I just hope that by the time this young talent develops, Messrs. Kane and Taves and Duncan Keith are not too old to still make a valuable contribution, because we all know what a big piece of that team those three players were when they were winning the 3 Stanley Cups in 6 years.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, and Brian Snow, the co-host today on the Dorfront Sports Weekend Edition. John, I got one question for you here. The Golden Knights, the once proud, you know, darlings of the NHL, making the Stanley Cup Finals. What's happened in Vegas?
Well, I don't think anything's really happened, Mike, other than the fact that the rest of the conference has gotten a little bit better and has closed that gap. You know, we're sitting here talking about the Vegas Golden Knights. They've played 21 games, as have the St. Louis Blues. They're only 8 points behind St. Louis, who are in first place in the Central, and 8 points behind the Edmonton Oilers, who are in first place in the Pacific Division. So at this point, eight points is not an awful lot to make up, especially when you look at the schedule. And, you know, I haven't examined the schedule, but I got to think that Vegas has probably got 2, 3, or 4 games left with both St. Louis and Edmonton. Lots of time to catch up. Vegas was here in Toronto about 10 days ago, and they lost an overtime game. Malcolm Subban played goal that night, was absolutely outstanding, and could have beaten the Leafs by himself. So I don't think that Vegas is heading in the wrong direction. I just think that the rest of that conference is catching up with them a little bit, and they're no longer the surprise team that they were a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you just wonder what's going on. But like you said, it's early in the season, so we can get through this. And John, once again, man, it's been great to have you on the show. And let everybody know where they can find you on Twitter.
The handle is at 12JohnPoulter.
All right. So, John, we will talk with you next week, and we will be back with the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Brian Snow and myself, Mike Wilson. So stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
He got knocked down. Sabres keep it in. Larson's got it back again. Larson going in front of the net. He dropped it up. He scores! Gunned into the net by Scandella, who moved up on the play.
Up high. Creeping in. Waiting. Getting to Yandle. He'll wait. Huberdeau with 20 to go. Sends it in front. Redirected. Score! Vincent Trocheck! 18.7 to go. 3-2 Panthers.
This is Dorf on Sports.
$10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans, then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest price. prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Not happy with his offense right now.
Here's Huntley. They got him in the end zone for a safety.
Third down. This is Bigelow again. And the true freshman with his first career touchdown to make it 28-0.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Dorf on Sports weekend extravaganza, as Dorf is starting to say. But I am joined by my co-host, Brian Snow. Brian, we're going to get into some college football here, and it was a busy day in college football. Georgia comes out with a big win. It was probably the biggest game of the day yesterday.
Yeah.
But let's first talk about the elephant in the room, shall we? The injury to Tua Tagovailoa down there at Alabama. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings with that whole situation for the Tide now?
First of all, I hope Tua makes a full recovery. He's a fantastic player, fantastic young man, and I love watching him play. It's just, it kind of reminds you of the injury to Bo Jackson when he injured his hip playing with the Los Angeles Raiders at the time, 1991. You have to wonder if Tua is going to make a full recovery from that kind of injury. You would think that he's young enough to make said recovery, but will it be enough for him to get back on the field? That part we won't know for at least a year. As far as the team, Alabama is still strong enough to get into the playoff, but I just wonder if they will, because them losing Tua is like losing the biggest part of your team. And for Tua to be lost at this time when the SEC championship hangs in the balance, a college football playoff spot hangs in the balance, and more importantly, a national championship hangs in the balance. Is that enough? My question is that enough for Alabama to overcome and get in the playoff?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because to get into the playoff, they're going to need, you know, right now they're going to need Georgia to lose, because Georgia's number four in all of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you take a look at the other teams on the outside looking in, like Alabama, like an Oregon, like a Utah, they're going to need some help to get in there. My question with the whole thing, and you can react to this as well, Brian, is what the hell was why was Tua even in the game? Like, this is Mississippi State, okay? I mean, this is a legitimate question. This is something that I looked at. I mean, I coached football for a long time. Granted, not on the college level, but the high school level. But the concepts are kind of the same. If you have your best player playing quarterback and you're up at the time, I think it was like 35-7, something in that range. He doesn't need to be in there at all. So what are your thoughts with him even being in the game?
You know what? I know Alabama wanted to make a point, but you don't make a point, A, against Mississippi State, and B, at a time when you're up 35-7. They only scored 3 points, Alabama's offense did, in the second half. But you really expect Mississippi State to come all the way back and win? I mean, they lost to Kansas, I think it was Kansas. I want to say it was either Kansas or Kansas State earlier in the year. That should tell you the kind of team Mississippi State has. All right? They've got a lot of work to do. But you didn't need to have Tua in there at the point when you're up 35-7 in what turned out to be a very meaningless game.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's in the whole scheme of things, it doesn't really matter when you play Mississippi State. Just get out of there, get the win, blow them out, get some style points, that kind of thing. But it's going to – I'm sure Saban and all those coaches today are just second-guessing themselves. Even though they say they're not, they do. You know, if you've ever coached at any level, yeah. you're going to second guess yourself. But let's turn our attention to the other big surprise yesterday, and that was that Oklahoma-Baylor game. Oh my God, that game was extremely entertaining. You know, it was. I'm sure the Atlanta Falcons felt the pain of Baylor. Baylor being up 28-3, and then coming, getting come back on yesterday. You know, Jalen Hurts played phenomenally in that second half. But what are your feelings just with that Oklahoma comeback?
Baylor, thanks for playing, but you are now eliminated from playoff competition. That should have been a 40-point Baylor game, and they should have run over Oklahoma. But you allow Oklahoma to stick around. And remember, it was 28-3 at one point. I knew there was something special going when Oklahoma got to within 31-17 at the start of the fourth quarter, and they have more than enough time to come back. I actually turned from that game and looked at another one. And then looking at the bottom of the screen, my wife looked and she said, "Hey, wait a minute. Wasn't Baylor up 28-3? I said, "Yeah." Flip the game back on, and then you get that kind of finish. Shows you the athlete that Jalen Hurts is, the resolve that is the Oklahoma Sooners. And remember, they're trying to sneak back into the playoff picture as well. They got to climb over some teams to get back into the picture. But this helped their case, and it hurt Baylor's case big time.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned Baylor being out of playoff contention now. I mean, we can say that now with Minnesota. You know, Iowa beats them 23-19 last night in a very, very entertaining game. And the other squad that kind of took themselves out of it, I mean, they've been at it for a little bit, was Wake Forest. I mean, Clemson just said, you know, 52-3, just said, "Hey, it's, you've had a nice season, but we're the big boys." But moving forward, I mean, you know, moving forward, teams like Oregon and Utah, what are your thoughts with the Ducks and the Utes, you know, getting into that playoff mode?
Well, they're going to settle their differences in a Pac-12 championship game. Whoever wins the Pac-12 between Utah and Oregon, and I believe that game will be played at Levi's Stadium, whoever wins the Pac-12 championship will get into the playoff. And right now, as much as I love both of those teams and what they did, I mean, Utah blew out UCLA 49-3, and then Oregon hammered Arizona. And Arizona was a competitor once upon a time a few years ago. Right now, I got to trust Justin Herbert and the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, no, I gotta trust them as well. I think they have better skill people. They have speed all over the field. But, you know, for some reason, I've always kind of had a soft spot for Utah, man. They come up and they smack in the mouth. They play kind of old school. "We're going to get our hands on you. We're going to bully you. We're going to come after you." And that's a testament to their coach, Kyle Whittingham. But, you know, these top four spots, you know, you would have to think that Georgia is the most vulnerable, correct?
Yes.
Because?
Georgia has to see Alabama in the SEC championship game. And though they're minus Tua, they're going to play an angry Alabama squad at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The only way Georgia solidifies their spot in the top four is if they do the impossible, and that's beat Alabama in an SEC championship game. And Alabama's been a big fabric part of the SEC championship since its inception in 1992.
Right. And then, you know, let me get your thoughts on Penn State. Penn State beats Indiana, who was no schlub this year. I mean, Indiana's 7-3. They took Penn State to the kind of the brink yesterday, and Penn State comes away with a touchdown victory, 34-27. Penn State's going to need some help, but what are your thoughts with the Nittany Lions getting into one of those top four spots, and we would have to assume it would be number four?
Adios, Penn State. You had a good run, but you ran into some golden gophers, and I think that shut down their season right there. And then you barely get by Indiana, and Indiana's having one of the worst Big Ten seasons aside of, and I hate to say this, my beloved Northwestern Wildcats, who finally won after breaking a 8-game losing streak yesterday. But I don't think Penn State will have to worry about getting into the Final Four because I don't see a way for them to get in.
Yeah, it's going to be tough because the amount of help they're going to have to get is just monumental. Yeah. Let me ask you this, Brian, and everybody you're listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with myself, Mike Wilson, and Brian Snow at the helm. Brian, has Joe Burrow sewn up the Heisman for the year?
He did that last week. He did that last week with the performance he had against Alabama. And yesterday he threw two interceptions, but at the same time, that Heisman was sown last week when you go into Bryant-Denny Stadium against a perennial playoff contender, and you outshoot Tua to a 46-41 win. A lot of people are going to be looking at the fact that, you know, LSU gave up 41 against Alabama, 37 Saturday night against Mississippi. But at the same time, 46 on Alabama, 58 on Mississippi. Those two games are Joe Burrow's Heisman moments. I believe he has sewn up the Heisman.
No, I would absolutely agree, too. I mean, shoot, yesterday they take care of Ole Miss. It was kind of a gunslingers type of game. Burrow had 489 yards, five touchdowns, 32 of 42. Yep. I mean, he threw the ball. His completion rate was 76% yesterday. That tells you everything you need to know about Joe Burrow. I think, you know, people want to talk about Justin Fields, the quarterback at Ohio State. And Ohio State had a good win yesterday. I mean, any win is a good win, but I mean, they were playing Rutgers, so it was kind of like playing the JV squad a little bit. But I think Fields is putting himself into that, you know, conversation at least. But I think this is Burrow's to lose, right?
You know what? I had a friend tell me that Joe Burrow was going to win the Heisman. And at the start of the season, I didn't even know who he was. I do now. Snowman has been thoroughly corrected, and Joe Burrow has corrected me. Watching the tail end of the Alabama game, and this was truly Burrow's Heisman moment. Watching the tail end of the Alabama game last week, he made not one, not two, but three big plays, and they were all runs to seal up a first down and to get the clinching what turned out to be the clinching touchdown.
Yeah, no, I mean, he has a knack about him. He feels comfortable. And I'll tell you what, I mean, Andy and I have talked about this before, and it's very pleasant to watch LSU chuck the ball around the field because, you know, LSU has been known for, you know, 4 yards in a cloud of dust kind of offense, you know, very run-centered kind of offense. And to see Burrow do what he's doing, I think Coach Ogeron down there is getting more quarterbacks to look at his school, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. Joe Burrow is putting on a clinic. LSU is putting on a clinic, and I believe that will carry him all the way to New Orleans in January. And Ed Orgeron, his recruiting is being done for him.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I'm hearing the music in the background. So we're going to come back after a few minutes here. This is Brian Snow. This is Mike Wilson on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody. We will hear back from you guys in a few minutes.
Look into his left. Looped deep in the end zone. Jabal. Touchdown! What a catch, Henry Ruggs!
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, hosted by myself, Mike Wilson, and my co-host, Brian Snow, today. Man, as much as there was a quarterback, I don't know, controversy, injury yesterday with Tua, there is more stuff happening and more drama happening in the NFL. We're going to get into all that, the fight with Steelers and the Browns in hour two. You know, if you want to get at us and give us a call and share your thoughts and opinions on that, you can go at 1-800-878-7529. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. Brian, we got a fun-filled hour two, don't we?
I can't wait, man. All things NFL. We'll break down the Myles Garrett fight, the Steelers between the fight and the Browns. And we're going to make some picks this afternoon. Can't wait for those.
Yeah, I can't wait for those. My picks the last few weeks have been, I don't know. I want to say something, but I can't say it. Otherwise, Scott's going to get mad at me. But let's just say that they've been pretty bad. But, you know, hey, when we come back, it'll be Brian Snow, myself, Mike Wilson, with the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So we got to talk about Kaepernick, Brian. You know, we got stuff with Kaepernick and what he's talking about, you know, after his workout, moving it from the Falcons practice facility. We got all of that. And once again, if you want to get in on calling us and getting your opinions out there, once again, it is 1-800-878-7529. Brian, did Cap screw it up real quick here?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah.
He screwed it up 3 years ago when he opted out of his contract.
Yep. And we'll get into all that on the Dorfron Sports Weekend Edition. Join us after the top of the hour, people.
Dorfron Sports.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former teen running sensation Mary Kane has slammed the Nike Oregon Project and Nike in a story and video appearing on the New York Times website. Kane was a member of the Oregon Project from 2013 through 2016. She joined the group while still a teenager and continued to train in Portland through her freshman year of college.
I joined Nike because I wanted to be the best female athlete ever. I was emotionally and physically abused by a system designed by Alberto and endorsed by Nike.
She alleges that she was constantly told to lose weight and told she needed to get on birth control and take diuretics to regulate her body weight. She says the Oregon Project and coach Alberto Salazar were representatives of the win-at-all-cost attitude of Nike. Nike disbanded the Oregon Project last month after Salazar was banned for 4 years for violating anti-doping rules by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one, best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
A car bomb exploded this morning in a northern Syrian town controlled by Turkey-backed fighters, killing at least 18 people, wounding several others. Northern Syria has been hit by several explosions that have killed and wounded scores of people over the last month since Turkey began a military operation against Kurdish fighters in the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to pull the bulk of American troops out of northern Syria. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. Elizabeth Warren announced that she would expand public health insurance during the first 100 days in office, but would not push for a passage of Medicare for All until the third year of her presidency. The Massachusetts Democratic senator released a health care transition plan that first vows to build on existing programs, including the Obama administration's Affordable Care Act. Warren says then she'll work with Congress to pass pieces of a universal coverage proposal more gradually, with the whole thing being ready no later than her third year in office. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Bolivia's political crisis has turned deadly once again as security forces opened fire on supporters of Evo Morales. Officials said that at least 8 people have died and dozens injured over the last 2 days in an incident that threatens the interim government's effort to restore stability following the resignation of the former president. Most of the dead and injured have been shot, according to Gualdoberto Lara, the director of the town's hospital. He said it was the worst violence he's ever seen in his 30-year career. At least 13 other people had died during the previous 2 weeks of protest against Morales before his departure. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet issued a statement calling the deaths an extremely dangerous development. Bill Russell finally accepted his Basketball Hall of Fame ring. The 11-time NBA champion, 5-time MVP, Olympic gold medalist, and 2-time NCAA champ said on Twitter that he was presented with his Hall of Fame ring in a private ceremony. The 85-year-old Boston Celtics great did not attend the induction ceremony back in 1975. He said he didn't deserve to be the first black player inducted, tweeting, "I felt others before me should have that honor." He specifically mentions Chuck Cooper, who in 1950 was the first African-American player drafted by the NBA and who was inducted this year. Russell said the ceremony was attended by his wife and close friends and Hall of Famers Bill Walton, Ann Myers, and Alonzo Mourning.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, just good everything on a Sunday. It's NFL Sunday, everybody, and welcome back to the most exciting sports talk show on the radio, and Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition, hosted by myself, Mike Wilson, and today I have the honor of having Brian Snow with us. Snowman, how are we doing today?
Doing good, my friend. Hour two, okay. Ready to talk some NFL.
I'm absolutely ready to talk some NFL, so come on back to the Dorf on Sports weekend edition with myself, Mike Wilson, and Brian Snow. Oh, okay. My mistake. I thought we were going to a break, people. My total mistake here. Brian, we've had, you know, we talked about some controversial stuff with college football, and now that we're moving to the NFL, man, I mean, we've had some big things happen, especially the Steeler-Brown game from Thursday night, man. I mean, that is absolutely crazy. What are your thoughts with the Steelers and Browns?
Well,
we will get to that after the break here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years.
I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears, and for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SMART to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SMART to 84888. That's S-M-A-R-T to 84888.
So third and 29 with 14 seconds left. Rudolph will dump it off to the left side. Trey Edmonds the catch. Sprints out of bounds. And a fight at the 9-yard line. Flags are thrown. The Browns and the Steelers, and Garrett just threw a punch. And Pittsburgh retaliating. Marquise Pouncey was kicking in there, and flags are flying with 8 seconds left. The Steelers are running from the sideline to join in, and this one is going to end in ugly fashion.
Well, it's really ugly, and I have no idea what Myles Garrett is thinking. He brings down Mason Rudolph, and when they're on the ground, something is done or said, and Garrett loses it, rips the helmet off of Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph gets up and starts going towards Myles Garrett, and Garrett takes the helmet that he has in his hand, overhand swings it at the head of Mason Rudolph. You talk about a dangerous play, and a play that's probably going to cost Myles Garrett a bunch of money, and I would not be surprised if he is suspended for that act.
We have fouls against both teams. Personal foul, offense. It's going to be number 53. Personal foul, defense. Number 65 and number 95. Those two players are just qualified, and the fouls will offset. We'll play fourth down.
So Pouncey out, Garrett out, Ogunjobi out.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Do they not watch film? Do they not watch film?
Wow.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Man, oh, man, that sounded like WWE there. But my name is Mike Wilson. Yeah, I am your host today, and I am co-hosting, or I'm not co-hosting, but Brian Snow, the Snowman, is co-hosting with me. Brian, we had a melee occur on Thursday night. Everybody, it seems like, in the whole country, even casual football fans, are throwing their 2 cents worth of what happened there in as well. Let me get, when you first saw it, Brian, what were your initial thoughts?
Myles Garrett should be suspended for a year, if not longer. You don't take a piece of equipment and swing it at somebody, no matter how angry you get. Okay? As far as Mason Rudolph is concerned, everyone's calling for him to be suspended. I say no, because Garrett started all of this, in my opinion, from what I saw. He started this by grabbing Mason Rudolph, throwing him to the ground, and then throwing punches while Rudolph was on the ground defenseless. Now, Rudolph got up and defended himself. Marquise Pouncey came in to help us, to help Rudolph. And I think Pouncey shouldn't be suspended at all. Kicked out of the game? Yes. Okay? But I don't think Rudolph deserves any kind of a fine may come his way, but suspension? No. I don't think Rudolph should be suspended because he was the one that got thrown on the ground that started this whole thing.
Thank you for saying that. I think I am the only one, at least in my own head, which is not that big anyways, but I mean my own head, that was like looking at this as a coach and going, it's 3rd and 29, 14 right. seconds left to go. They throw a little swing pass. You're up by 2 touchdowns. What the heck are you, as a defensive end in Myles Garrett, taking a quarterback to the ground for? There's no reason to even touch him. Maybe get up and throw, you know, try and do a little something with the offensive lineman, you know. But the coaching from the sideline should be, hey, just let it be. You know, we'll get him out of bounds, whatever. But once you took – once he took, you know, the quarterback to the ground in Mason Rudolph, then it was all on. And Mason had every right to do what he did. And Garrett taking the helmet off and swinging the helmet at him. You know, look, if he hits him in the head – with the crown of that helmet, you know, we're talking about something completely different. We're talking about concussion protocol, or even worse for Mason Rudolph. People that want to defend Myles Garrett, I got no time for those people at all.
Here's the question I have for you: why do people think Rudolph should be suspended? He didn't start it.
Exactly. If you want to join the conversation, people, call in at 1-800-878-7529, and Brian Snow and myself, we'll have the discussion with you. But I think people see they see the videotape, and everything now is on videotape, replay. You can super slow-mo it. You can do all that kind of stuff. What they see once they were on the ground is Mason pulling at Garrett's helmet, maybe trying to get his helmet off. And so they say, in their mind, Garrett's not the one who started it. Mason was the person that initially started it because he tried to pull the helmet off. And I'm going, did you look at the whole videotape? Who's the person taking whom to the ground? Like, I don't know what these people are looking at all. And, you know, I'm with you in terms of Marquise Pouncey. Like, look, and I approach this, you know, you look at the players, you know, David DeCastro, who's the other offensive lineman there in the kind of the melee. He's a Stanford guy. He's a pretty smart guy. He's just trying to separate Myles Garrett from Rudolph. And he's like, just calm down. Just, hey, just stay over here, you know. And then Marquise Pouncey, University of Florida, he's like, this ain't happening. Pouncey gets in there, and you know, you saw the tape. He's throwing haymakers, yep. and he's kicking them. And I guarantee you, when he walked in, when Pouncey walked into the Pittsburgh locker room, the Pittsburgh offices the next day or a couple days later, he's getting fist bumps, he's getting high fives, and I'm sure Tomlin went up to him going, that's what you do. You protect our quarterback. And that's what offensive linemen are taught. Even when I coached high school ball, I coached, hey, look, no one touches the quarterback. You know, if someone hits our quarterback, that's on you guys. So you got to take that mentality. And from an early age all the way up to the pros, that's what these offensive linemen are taught. And like I said, I'm with you. There is no reason for Pouncey, you know, to be suspended, maybe fined a little bit, certainly kicked out of the game. I mean, there was barely any time left anyway. So Pouncey is like, okay, early shower for me. All right, I'll get ahead of everybody.
Exactly.
But, you know, what my question to you, Brian, is basically the same thing. Like, what do you think these people are thinking in terms of thinking Rudolph needs to be suspended, Rudolph needs to be fined as well?
Well, they're thinking fair is fair. You know, they're overlooking, and I'll say it again. I said it on my show on Friday, and I will say it again tomorrow morning. There are so many people that are overlooking the fact that he took his helmet off and swung it, that Myles Garrett took his helmet off and swung it. They're overlooking that fact. They see Rudolph trying to take Myles Garrett's helmet off. Hey, have you ever thought about the fact that Mason Rudolph was actually trying to get up to confront Myles Garrett? And when he finally did get up, he was so angry after being dropped to the ground, well, more to the point, pummeled, that he retaliated.
Yeah, Brian, you know, explain once again, I mean, what are your thoughts here with all of this?
Mason Rudolph should not be suspended. Myles Garrett should be gone for at least a year.
I say a calendar year. I mean, that's on me. You know,
calendar.
Because if you're looking at it as, okay, he gets suspended the rest of the year, okay, six games, big whoop. I mean, he could have seriously did some damage to another human being. For me, at the very least, it should be a calendar year. I know the NFL came out and said, you know, it's indefinite, but, you know, there's lots of bits and pieces to this. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, this was such a freak thing. I think the NFL needs to come out and make a strong statement. Then we will talk about those strong statements and Colin Kaepernick after the break with Brian Snow, myself, Mike Wilson, and the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere.
Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Takes the snap with 14 seconds to go, and he got hit again. He flares it out. Edmonds catches it. Richardson chases him. Burris now gets in there and knocks him out. And there's a brawl going down inside the 10-yard line. Mason Rudolph and Larry Ogunjobi are going down, and the Steelers are kicking Ogunjobi in the head, and the benchers are coming off the field. Both sides are coming off the field. Marquise Pouncey was kicking Ogunjobi in the head.
Well, I think he'll have next weekend off.
Now, Freddie Kitchens is on the Browns sideline and telling the rest of his team to stay in the bench area. The Steelers only have about 10 guys left in their bench area. And security is out in the end zone, stringing the end zone, making sure the fans don't get out on the field. Larry Ogunjobi put a hit on Rudolph. He didn't take kindly to it, and then they started throwing punches. Now Beckham is along the sideline revving the crowd up.
Well, it was a short week, so, you know, we didn't have a lot of, to prepare for. So, you know, we just put a couple things in, gave it our best shot, but disappointed in how it all turned out.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined by my partner in crime today, Brian Snow, Snowman. And, you know, we've been talking, Brian, about, you know, about the big fight with the Steelers and the Browns. And it's one of those things where, you know, the other thing with how the other players responded to it. Can you speak to that, you know, in terms of, you know, Jarvis Landry and Baker Mayfield?
Okay, my thoughts on those two go like this. They were watching from the bench. Did you see how everything precipitated from that far away? I understand people want to think that they're protecting their teammate, and they're taking up for their teammate. But I hate to inform you of this, but Myles Garrett should get every kind of suspension that he needs to get. He started this whole thing. And not only does it put a black eye on him, it puts a black eye on his team. It puts a black eye on his team. I understand, like I said, once again, his teammates taken up for him. I understand they want to be there to protect their teammate, but Myles Garrett, you're being stupid for taking an opponent's helmet off and swinging it at him. You took an opponent's helmet off and you swung it at him.
Yeah, I mean, you used it as a weapon, and look, you know, Brian, in my opinion, you know, you could take this if you're Mason Rudolph, and I've heard that this has been a discussion with him, his family, and his representatives, that they could use this as a civil case, that he used, you know, the helmet as a weapon to try to assault, you know, him, you know, if Myles Garrett did this. I mean, would you be surprised if they went that route?
Heck no. Heck no. I mean, I understand football being a violent sport. I've announced it for many years. I know a lot of coaches. You've got to get your mind prepared for a very violent sport. But for that, that's a civil case waiting to happen because Garrett was the clear aggressor in that situation.
Yeah, he was absolutely the aggressor there. And, you know, as much as I look at Baker Mayfield and I look at him and just go, he's not exactly ready for prime time yet. At least he came out and said this was inexcusable. You know, that this kind of behavior is inexcusable. And then, you know, I hear that and I hear reports of, you know, once some of the Browns players on the sidelines and seeing what was happening, they were kind of jumping up and down and egging the crowd on. I mean, does that tell you everything you need to know about the Browns as an organization?
Yep. Yep. Tells you everything you need to know about the Browns and tells you everything you need to know about some parts of the city of Cleveland. For them to act like that when something that could be easily prevented, like Myles Garrett realizing that Mason Rudolph got rid of the ball before he got to him. Yeah, you can – there's some account for force going into him, but at the same time, you don't throw anybody to the ground and start pounding on him and then wait till he gets up and then you take his helmet off and swinging at him. Come on.
Yeah, that's not how you can – yeah, it's not how you want to be as a player. I mean, this is – you know, and for people, here's the other thing with Myles Garrett, ladies and gentlemen. This is not the first time this season that he's – well, it's the first time this season and ever that he's, you know, taken a helmet off and swung it at somebody without the helmet on. But this isn't the first time that he's gotten in trouble for taking swipes at people, punching people, is it, Brian?
No, it's not. It's not. I think it's the fifth incident recorded. Key word there, fifth incident recorded and reported. There have been many other incidents besides that involving Myles Garrett. Phenomenal talent, but he still has a lot to learn about the culture of the NFL. And he may have blackened the NFL culture with that.
Yeah, and how much of this you put on Freddie Kitchens? Like, this tells me about
this whole thing,
about the culture.
This whole thing revolves around Freddie Kitchens. Not being able to control your players, that says enough right there.
Right. Right. And, you know, it's unfortunate. It is, it's a stain on the Browns as an organization. It's a stain on Myles Garrett. It's, you know, with the NFL, we all know what the NFL is about. It's about protecting the shield, man. It's a stain on the NFL. And that's why I think, you know, at least, now Myles Garrett's, you know, he's not going to be playing football for an awfully long time. They've said it's indefinite in terms of the suspension, but you don't make a stain on the shield, do you, Brian?
No, you don't. No, you don't. You have to protect the shield, and I will tell you right now, and I'm going to express this tomorrow on my show, they're looking to make an example out of Myles Garrett. I mean, he handed himself to the shield on a silver platter.
Right, right. You know, as we talk about, you know, protecting the shield, we got Colin Kaepernick having somewhat of a I don't know if I want to call it a tryout, his own like little mini camp for people. What are your thoughts with Colin Kaepernick, and more specifically with what he said after the workout was completed?
As far as Colin Kaepernick goes, for me, he said and did everything he needed to say 3 years ago when he opted out of his contract with the 49ers. That told me he didn't want to play football, period. And especially in the midst of his social justice thing, which ain't done, by the way, that problem should have been solved 3 years ago, and it hasn't been. And nobody in the NFL, is going to take a chance on him. If any team takes a chance on Colin Kaepernick, knowing the media circus that will follow, knowing all the media that will follow, and knowing the people would be so upset that they didn't take a chance on him, I'll be surprised.
I would be surprised too. I mean, when he came out and said yesterday, and look, I've been supportive of, you know, what he's trying to fight against, the, you know, the mishandling of things with the league and, you know, the social mm-hmm. justice stuff, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I wasn't one to criticize him when he took a knee, all that kind of thing. But if you are legitimately trying to get yourself back into the NFL and be, you know, either a backup, a starter, you know, whatever it may be, you know, whatever your end goal is. And I would think his end game would be just be get back in the league and getting paid a nice sum of money to play a game. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't come out and tell, you know, the media that were there post workout, hey, you can tell your owners, you don't have to be scared anymore. You know, and the tone that he took with it, Brian, just
yep.
it just rubbed me the wrong way, man. And I don't know about you, but you want to show some contrition a little bit. You want to show some piece of humble pie, don't you?
He needs a big piece of humble pie. You can tell your owners you don't have to be scared. They're not scared in the first place. They kept you out of the league for 3 years. That should tell you their fear. Everybody wants to say, oh, the owners are scared to bring in Kaepernick. No, they're not. They made their choice. Kaepernick, and this here is the point that I've outlined a few times. I know you have, and Dorfus lined it out with me. Kaepernick regressed as a quarterback. Let me say that again. Kaepernick regressed as a quarterback. Would you really take a chance on a fellow who's been sacked at least 35 times the last 3 years he was in the league?
No, personally for me, as far as I'm concerned, Cap is done. And everything that, you know, we've talked about in terms of him regressing as a quarterback, you know, for other people, it's the stance that he's taken the last 3 years. And like you said, he opted out of his contract. You know, with the San Francisco 49ers, that I'm with you. That kind of told me everything that I need to know in terms of, look, does he really want to play? And even his statements post-workout yesterday tells me I don't know, football's not the most important thing to him. And if you're going to play at if you're going to play at the professional level, it, besides your kids and your wife, or whatever your mistress is, or whatever, football has to be your most important thing to you. Okay? So, it's an unfortunate situation.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Russ takes the shotgun snap. Look, steps up. Got running room. 15, 10, 5. He's going to go in. Touchdown, Seahawks. The play fake. Russell rolling right. Still looking. Now he throws. Inside ball is caught. Lock it down at the 1. He gets in. Touchdown, Seahawks.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson, filling in for the Dorf Man, and I'm joined by Brian Snow, the Snowman. If you want to get in on the conversation on the NFL, give us a call at 1-800-878-7529, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention this is on the air. Armed Forces Network, those guys, those women that are providing the freedom for Brian and Dorf and myself to do what we do here on the radio. Our praises go out to you, and we all hope that you, if you are deployed, that you make it home safe and sound. Brian, real quick, where can people find you on Twitter?
Well, I have Snowman of the Morning 5 days a week, and we've expanded. The Twitter ID you need is SITM, the number 9, 2, noon. That's SITM, the number 9, TONOON.
Very good. You can find me, Mike Wilson, at Pigskin Opinion. I will interact with you all you want. But getting back to the NFL here, we got a bunch of games, a bunch of good matchups this weekend. And the first one I want to talk about is Dallas and Detroit. You know, we got Dallas coming in that, you know, a lot of people like to see them lose and ruin the holiday of the Dallas Cowboys fans. But they're playing a Detroit team that I think is, you know, I don't know if I fully trust them, but I think they're a little better than maybe than what their record shows. But what say you, Brian?
They're minus Matthew Stafford for the next 6 weeks as news has come down, but I'm going to trust Driscoll to pull the upset. The Cowboys are reeling off of a Sunday night loss against the Minnesota Vikings. I don't trust Dallas on the road, especially in Detroit. Some of their worst games have happened in Detroit. I will take the Lions.
You're going to take the Lions. I'm going to take the Lions as well. And the other thing, I look at this matchup and I almost think it's not even Thanksgiving. We got Dallas and Detroit playing each other. This is almost seems like a Thanksgiving type of day matchup here. But moving on to, you know, we got Jacksonville, we got Indianapolis. Jacoby Brissett is, I believe he's still out.
We got Jacksonville with Nick Foles trying to get that franchise on the right path. What do you think is going to happen at Lucas Oil Stadium there in Indianapolis?
From what I'm hearing, Brissett is back and will get the start today for the Indianapolis Colts. And for the Colts, each game this year decided by one possession. Tells you the kind of team they're putting together. And I still believe in the Colts in winning the AFC South. Remember, they got to see Houston another time, and they have that lead within the division because they've beaten Houston earlier this year already. I'm trusting the home team. I will take the Indianapolis Colts for the win, and I give them the win by four.
Okay. I mean, that's about as precise as you can get right there. I'm going to go with the Colts. I just think they got better personnel. They're at home. They play fairly well at Lucas Oil Stadium there in Indy. So I'll take the Colts. Next game, this would be a game that Andy would glance over because it's, you know, that team with the fish on the side of the helmet. It's my favorite team since I was a kid. The Miami Dolphins are at home against the Buffalo Bills. What do you think is going to happen in South Beach?
Too bad this is not Jim Kelly versus Dan Marino. I'd say the last team to have the ball would win the game. But Buffalo's too far more talented than the Dolphins, and Buffalo's coming off of a stinging loss against, of all teams, the Cleveland Browns. They're going to play with a chip on their shoulder in South Beach. I say Buffalo 27, Miami 17.
That seems about right. You know, I love my Dolphins, but, you know, they have won two in a row, which is good for them. I think the fans are like, we can't even tank right. We're going to take ourselves right out of the first pick in the draft here. But I'm with you. I do think Buffalo has better personnel, and I think Buffalo comes out of it by, like you said, about 10 points, a touchdown somewhere in there. But Denver and Minnesota. Minnesota comes up with a big win last week against Dallas. That was impressive to me what Minnesota did. Does Denver have any shot in the dome up there at U.S. Bank Stadium?
Dalvin Cook is playing a top 10 defense this year, but he's at home. Vikings getting a big win against Dallas on the road on Sunday night. This would be a classic trap game. But I think the Vikings are starting to put it together at 7-3. I'll go with the Vikings.
You'll go with the Vikings. Okay. New Orleans and Tampa Bay. And this is interesting only from the standpoint to me of New Orleans. Is there, and before we get to picking who you think is going to win the game, let me ask you, is there a quarterback controversy in New Orleans?
You're kidding, right?
I'm just asking questions, man.
No, there is not. Teddy Bridgewater did what he needed to do. He held the team afloat. Drew Brees had a bad game against Atlanta, but that's just it, a bad game. This first ballot Hall of Famer is one of the best in the business. He'll be ready to go today.
Okay, he'll be ready to go. How much do you think? I mean, is this a blowout, Brian, or is this, you know, within like 10 points?
Brees is 4-3 in his career against Winston head-to-head. That four becomes a five, and I believe the Saints will double up the Buccaneers, 34-17.
There you go. Yeah, I got New Orleans when it was going away as well. And in what many could say is the crappy game of the day, it is the New York football Jets at the Washington Redskins, who are, you know, till the end of the year, they are seeing what they got in Dwayne Haskins at quarterback. Darnold, you know, I like Sam Darnold. I think he's a good guy. I do think he's going to find his way. But, man, I don't know if he could be playing any worse football right now.
Redskins have not scored a touchdown in three straight games. That's the first time that's happened since 1940. Doesn't make you want to say hail to the Redskins for that. Do I actually have to pick in this game? I'm going, I don't trust my gut on either of these teams. I don't.
Okay, then, you know, it's a pick'em game for you. I'm just going to throw a dart at the board, and I'm just going to say the Jets come up with a win on the road just because I think Darnold's slightly better than what Haskins is showing us. And granted, Haskins is a rookie, yeah. but maybe Le'Veon Bell has a good game today. We shall see. But moving on to Atlanta and Carolina, Carolina and Christian McCaffrey, possible MVP candidate, and Cam Newton's out, and the local kid here for Carolina is doing well. But does Carolina take care of business at home?
Yep, they do. Even though the Falcons have won 5 of the last 6 against the Panthers, I don't trust Atlanta to come into Carolina and win. And that's probably the game that wife and I are going to watch, being here in North Carolina. I trust the Panthers, and I trust the Panthers 30-17 over Matt Ryan and the Falcons.
There you go. I think you and I might have carbon copied our picks today a little bit. I certainly got Carolina winning this game. I'm a big McCaffrey fan all the way, a few years back from his Stanford days. And, still kind of bugs me that he got jobbed with the Heisman Trophy that year. But, therapy and a good stiff drink kind of gets me through. The game of the day, I think to myself, this is the game I want to watch because of the quarterbacks. You got Houston at Baltimore. You got, Lamar Jackson, making highlight films the last few weeks. You got Deshaun Watson, who can do the same thing. They're both dynamic. They both run. They both can, I think Deshaun's a more polished quarterback, certainly in terms of his throwing, but you can't deny that what Lamar is showing us is tremendous. Just speak to these two quarterbacks just a little bit and then, tell me who wins.
You got two of the most dynamic quarterbacks facing off against each other today. Deshaun Watson and the Texans are 6-3, and you got Lamar Jackson and the Ravens at 7-2. These are the battle of the MVP candidates. Unfortunately for Deshaun Watson, the Texans, he's going to see a ferocious, ferocious defense, and that Ravens defense is getting better every week out. I'll trust the home team and the Ravens, but it's going to be a pretty high-scoring game. I say Ravens 38, Texans 34.
Yeah, I see it high scoring too. I'm going to go with Houston. I'm just a slightly bigger Deshaun Watson fan than Lamar. just being a Pittsburgh Steelers fan as well, and my wife as well, she is begging Houston to win today to beat Baltimore. But, it's certainly going to be a good game to watch. Now, let me ask you this. We got Arizona, San Francisco. I think San Francisco is going to be a little ticked off today. I think Jimmy G is going to be a little ticked off. I think that whole organization is a little ticked off with their loss to Seattle and Russell Wilson last week. So I think San Francisco comes through today and puts down the Bird Gang from Arizona.
I believe they will also. That 49ers team is indeed ticked off. They got a lesson from the Seattle Seahawks. They let them hang around when they jumped out 10-0 and they allowed the Cardinals to escape. They allowed the Seahawks, I beg your pardon, to escape. The Cardinals won't be so lucky. And what's hurting the 49ers right now? Injuries. They're minus George Kittle. They just got Kyle Juszczyk back, and they'll be without Joe Staley, their tackle. Even though the Cardinals have won 8 of 9, the game they haven't won was 2 weeks ago Thursday in Arizona. That came down to the wire. This won't. 42-17, 49ers.
Yeah, I can see that happening as well. The last couple minutes here before we head to a break here, we got Cincinnati and Oakland. I think Oakland wins this. It's the Bungles. It's Cincinnati on the road. It's they're 0-4 right now. So I think Oakland takes care of business.
Oakland takes care of business 31-10 at home. And the Bengals are allowing 173 rushing yards this season. I think the Raiders can run for 2 bills against them.
I think a couple of bills is what's going to happen. New England and Philly, do Fly Eagles Fly come up with an upset, or does New England do what New England does this time of year?
I've gone back and forth on this game several times. If the Eagles win, I'm going to play Fly Eagles Fly on my show. And I'm going to go with my – my wife is laughing at me when I said that. I know my friend Mike's going to be a little mad at me, but I'm changing my pick from what I had on Friday. I'm going to call for the upset and say fly, Eagles, fly.
But it won't be easy.
Okay, and that, there's some music in the background there. So when we come back, people, to the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition, Brian Snow and myself will give our final takes. We'll probably talk about the last couple of games we got on the docket here. But come back after the break. It's the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition.
Sean Watson. Single back right, Lamar Miller. Tight end, wing right, two wide near right. Tight end, false motion by Ryan Griffin. From the one-yard line, design keep to the near right. Cut it back upfield. End zone touchdown to Sean Watson.
New Orleans. They trail by six. Watson operating out of the gun. Watson throws over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Stills has just burned the Saints. Deshaun Watson is a magician. What a throw and what a rally.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf will be back tonight for the Football Rewind show starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time. So Andy will be back, and he'll be back in the chair next weekend as well. Well, Brian, we have reached the point in the show where we give our final takes. You're up first, buddy.
Oh, it's over already? Okay. Don't believe the hype with Colin Kaepernick. He had his chance, he made the most of it, and then he blew it by opting out. This workout, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it, this workout was an absolute sham. If he wanted to play and the teams wanted to take a chance on him, they would have done it already.
No, and I would tend to agree with that, you know, kind of don't believe the hype kind of thing. But my final take is this, and this kind of it's a sad commentary for a family. Roberto Clemente, the great Pittsburgh Steeler pirate back in the day in the Major League. His wife passed away last night at the age of 78. So, you know, your thoughts, your prayers should go out to the Clemente family. Vera Clemente was his widow, and now they are both reunited up there, having probably a little picnic, a little batting practice as well. But put your thoughts and prayers for Vera Roberto Clemente's family today. And for Scott on the other side of the glass, for Brian, I appreciate you coming in and filling in for the show, and myself, John Poulter. This is Mike Wilson, and this is the weekend edition of the Dorf on Sports show. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.